All right. At this time, we're going to have our opening prayer done by our dear sister, Natissa Thompson.
Thank you, Sister Katrina, for hosting tonight, and thank you to all of our first-time callers and all of our sisters on tonight. Will you please go with me to the Lord in prayer at this time? Dear Heavenly Father, we just come as humble as we know, dear Lord, thanking you, first of all, for your many blessings. You watched over us as we went through this day that we've never seen. You kept us safe, dear Lord, and we want to say thank you. We know many did not have that opportunity, and we thank you, Father, for sparing us and giving us another chance in life. Dear Lord, we thank you for this whole week of wonderful programs, allowing our sisters to bring lessons and allowing us to hear those lessons, dear Lord, and be inspired. We ask, dear Lord, that you continue to bless each and every one of them, dear Lord, in a special way, and bless the listeners, dear Lord. We thank you, Father, for your grace and your mercy and your love that you give us, even though, Father, we may not do what you have asked us to do. Dear Lord, I humbly ask forgiveness of my sins and pray that this prayer will not be hindered. I come asking, dear Lord, that you be with our speaker tonight, Sister Shiraka, as she brings us our final lesson of the hour. Praying, Father, that you bless her with the remembrance of those things that she has to impart to us. Praying, dear Lord, that you give her strength where she needs it. Give her wisdom and guidance. We ask, dear Lord, that you not only bless her physical, her mental state, but every part of the Lord, her spiritual and every part of her life. We ask for prayer for her family, and not only her family, every family on that's represented tonight, dear Lord, that you be with them. Bless them in a special way, dear Lord. Bless them with the things they stand in need of. We ask that you grant those who are battling illness, we ask that you grant them better health, dear Lord. If it be your divine will, strengthen them where they need it. We come asking, Father, prayer for those that are in bereavement at this time, dear Lord. We know that our hearts are heavy still, and we will be funeralizing our sister, Della Kilpatrick, tomorrow, laying to rest. And we just pray, Father, we pray that for that family, that you touch them in a mighty, mighty way. Not only the family, pray for our sisters that love us, all of us, Father, just bless us in a special way as we remember our dear sister. And we know that, Father, that you have all power in your hands. We just ask that you grant those traveling grace there and back, Father. We pray, Father, that you bless every family that is going through right now, dear Lord. We know, Father, that death is sure and life is uncertain on this earth. We pray, Father, that you be with us in the furtherance of this program. And as we leave tonight, bless us, dear Lord. Continue to help us to do your will and guide us, Father. And allow us, Father, to be the good stewards that you would have us to be and be accountable to you, dear Lord. We ask these and all of the blessings in your Son, Jesus the Christ. In his name we do pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you so much, Sister Natissa, for that powerful, powerful prayer. Now we will have our scripture reading done by our dear sister, Dorothy Rouse Jenkins.
Good evening, sisters. The reading of God's Word will be coming from the New Testament book of Ephesians, the 4th chapter, verses 1 through 29. I will be reading from the King James Version. And the scripture reads, I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as ye are called, and one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. One God and the Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore, he said, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplies, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. This I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness, to work all uncleanness with greediness. But ye have not so learned Christ. If so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be ye angry, and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Verse number 29, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Again, sisters, for emphasis' sake, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and the doers of his holy and divine word. Thank you.
Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you so much, Sister Dorothy, for boldly reading God's word on tonight. All right, we will have our song praise done by our dear sister, Bridges White.
All right, good evening again, my sisters. Wow, I can't wait to get into the lesson now. Okay, again, I want to say thank you for praying for me. I had COVID, lost my voice, so bear with me tonight. My dear sister Shiraka asked me to sing, and I was a little iffy there because I had a little trouble with my voice. But we're going to do this thing. We're going to get it done in the name of Jesus. Y'all bear with me. Here we go. Holy Spirit, dwell in me. Touch my eyes that I might see all your goodness, grace, and power. Stay beside me every hour. Be my drink, be my living bread. Keep me sheltered, keep me fed. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, dwell in me. Holy Spirit, comfort me. Let my heart be one with thee. When I worry, soothe my mind. Let me sweet contentment find. May I run this wicked race, filled by your amazing grace. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, comfort me. Holy Spirit, rescue me. Set my soul completely free. Beside Jordan, soothe my, excuse me, beside Jordan, make my bed. In God's bosom, lay my head. Let me live in a brand new place. See my blessed Savior's face. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, rescue me. Holy Spirit, dwell in me. Touch my eyes that I might see all your goodness, grace, and power. Stay beside me every hour. Be my drink, be my living bread. Keep me sheltered, keep me fed. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, dwell in me.
Sorry about my voice, but thank you. God bless. Love you all.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Bridget. You pushed through it, sis, and you did an awesome God. May God continue to bless you through your voice. So thank you so much for that beautiful, beautiful song. Now at this time, we're going to have the introduction of our speaker, and that will be done by our dear sister, Vivine Mills.
Good evening, sisters. It is my honor to introduce to you the speaker of the hour, Sister Shiraka Latora Melton. Sister Shiraka resides in Georgia in the United States of America. She's a special education teacher, and her joy is educating students with special needs, because she'll tell you the job is well worth it when seeing that light bulb moment on children's faces that love to learn. Sister Shiraka received a BA in sociology from Valdosta State University. She then went on to establish another MED with emphasis in special education from Grand Canyon University. Sister Shiraka received her PhD in special education, so she is now Dr. Shiraka Melton. She enjoys laughing and having fun. She also loves cooking, especially dishes with different cultural flares. She also loves to travel. She loves writing, reading, and cannot get enough of traveling abroad. Writing is a strong passion for her. Currently, she's working on her first book. Sister Shiraka is a founder and vice president of this great work, the Lady Prayer Warriors Corporation. She is responsible for supervising and finalizing heavy projects such as the 100 Days of Prayer, Sisters in Christ all over the world praying for 100 days straight without ceasing, Thanksgiving basket giveaway where we feed hundreds throughout the holiday season, the 24-hour prayer sun, holding a hotline for 24 hours straight, the Haiti projects, the phase one, we're sending food and aid to 4 congregations each month, phase two, adding and school academy to help children, back to school giveaway, providing school supplies to needy children, scholarship funds, benevolent activities, LPW teams, and so much more. Chiraka considers being a child of God her greatest accomplishment. She obeyed the gospel at age 17 and received some of the greatest teachings from the spiritual leader at Morgan County Church of Christ in Madison, Georgia. Her spirituality shaped her into the lady prayer warrior that she is today. Chiraka says daily, her one quote is, God has to be first for me. She shares her spirituality with her beautiful family. Chiraka shares her life with her son, Zion, who is 13 years old. Chiraka hopes that we all share, dedicate, and commit in the quest in bringing someone else to Jesus. I present to you and introduce to some no other person than Sister Chiraka Latoria Melton. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Sister Vivian. I want to thank Sister Katrina for being the most gracious host. She's been holding it down pretty much all week for many of us. So we truly want to thank you for hosting. I want to thank Sister Natissa Thompson for doing our opening prayer. It's always a blessing to go to the throne of God. Our scripture reading, Sister Dorothy, you tore that scripture reading up, and I appreciate it. We got it together, and you sure delivered, and I thank you so much. Our song, Holy Spirit, dwell in me. Sister Bridges have battled all week, but here she is, singing and sounding oh so good. Thank you, sister. I appreciate it. Praying for your continued recovery. And we have our introduction of speaker, Sister Vivian Mills, always willing, able, and ready to stand in the gap. And I just appreciate you so much. And I want to thank Sister Jan Goosby for our closing prayer in advance. All week, we have just been having a holy, holy party, having this revival. Who are you accountable to? God, man, I just want to thank everybody who had anything to do with this summer revival. Let us go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Lord God, we thank you for life, for health and strength. We thank you for all of our sisters who are on the call tonight, all of those who are visiting with us. If it's the first time callers, we just thank you, Lord, for bringing them our way. Lord, we're just asking that you please forgive us for our sins. We know sometimes we fall short. Just help us and guide us and keep us as we continue to grow and look to you for all of our strength, all of our help, and all the things that we need in order to make heaven our home. Lord, we ask that you just create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within each and every one of us. Lord, we're asking for a blessing tonight on our lesson, and we're thankful for all the things that our ears have heard thus far. Just bless me that I remember the things in which I've studied and that these lessons are for self-evaluation and for everybody who's on the line, myself included. I'm just so thankful that you have given me the opportunity to just share your word, Lord. More of you and less of me, and we thank you so much. Guide us as we go through the program. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. This month's theme is in the form of a thought thought-provoking question. I always love things that make you think and ask yourself, okay, what's going on? That will provide some self-evaluation, and that's what we need each and every day. Many of us will answer quickly and say, of course, God is who I am accountable to. Well, we hope by the end of this lesson that's exactly the case. If not, we're going to have to get it right. Sisters, there is one thing that I want to discuss tonight that would lend as a subtopic in holding our accountability to God, and that is holding our speech accountable. Holding our speech accountable. So my subtopic is one that is loud and clear. If you're writing and you're taking notes, the topic is hold that tongue accountable. And that's half the battle of being accountable to God. Hold that tongue accountable. I want to turn you to attention to our lesson text. Sister Dorothy read it so beautifully. But get your Bibles. I need for you to go there with me. And let's hit it one more time. We're going to be reading Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 29. Emphasis sake on verse 29. And I'm going to be reading from the King James Version, as you heard earlier tonight. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as you are called, in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore, he said, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that as he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first unto the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might feel all things. Verse 11, and he have gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, wherefore they lie in wait to deceive. Verse 15, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, filthy, joined together and compacted, by which every joint supplied according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, make it increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. This I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened by being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness, but ye have not so learned Christ. If so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation, the old man which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Verse 29. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Now, when they talk about a mess that doesn't bless, as a Christian, we have to talk about Jesus. That's the talk of salvation. Be very cautious not to talk down to folk or on folk or about folk. We're supposed to talk Jesus and build everybody up. No corrupt communication. I want to start out tonight by telling you a story about a young boy. This is a story about a young boy in search of a pet dog. Well, it just so happened that the young boy's neighbor bred and sold dogs. So the young boy was constantly saving his change each week to buy this dog. He had reached up to 52 cents. He thought he had a whole bunch of money. He had saved up 52 cents. He was so thrilled to approach the neighbor in hopes of a purchasing a dog. The young boy excitedly knocked on the door and asked if the neighbor had any pups for sale. The neighbor said, "Hey, buddy, you in luck. My pit bull just had 16 puppies." The boy smiled and his face lit up with anticipation of purchasing that dog with those 52 cents. So before the neighbor could even give a price, the young boy took out his 52 cents and asked to purchase one of the pups. The neighbor laughed hysterically and called the boy all kinds of names because of the small amount of money. He made fun of this little boy for hours upon hours. Finally, the neighbor brought out the pups and explained that each one was worth $5,000 alone. Then the young boy noticed that one of the pups struggled to walk to join the others. The young boy said impressively, "That's the one I want." He was talking about the pup that was struggling. Of course, the neighbor laughed again and said, "He's free. You can take him." Then he explained to the boy that the pup had a birth defect and would never be able to run, never be able to jump, because his legs were so underdeveloped. The young boy pulled up his pants legs and showed the neighbor that he was born with a birth defect as well, and underdeveloped legs. Long story short, the boy took the dog that had the birth defect and looked back and told the neighbor that that pup that he took would be running, jumping, and playing in no time. He explained that God uniquely made him and the pup, and he should be very careful not to pick on them because they are God's creation. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. Hold that tongue accountable. So the next day, all the pups died. Those $5,000 worth pups, they all died of a disease. And the boy's dog continued to run, jump, and play, and his legs slowly developed. You see, sisters, we might be careful not to belittle pick and mock on God's creation. Let your tongue encourage, because you never get another chance to witness the beauty of the Lord if you're always mocking. We laugh and we mock anyone that does not fit our physical profile. We can become the very thing that we mock. Talk to Jesus. Talk Jesus to the hearts of man, or don't talk at all. Close it. Hold that tongue accountable and be on the right path to being accountable to God. The next point actually gets us into trouble when we don't talk. Let's talk about when you don't talk. Let me give you some examples. Example number one, sometimes being quiet against the alphabet community, a silent tongue can just be as dangerous as a talking tongue. I'm talking about the LGBTQ LMOP crew, our gay community. I don't know all the letters. All I want you to know is I want all of us to love them and pray for them and be there for them, but don't you be silent and accept their lifestyles. Use your tongue to talk Jesus and pray for them in love. It's time to talk Jesus against all of these things. Don't worry about being canceled, as they say, because Jesus and his righteousness can never be canceled. Use your tongue in love against all evils. Talk Jesus against every sin, including your own. Another example of when it is necessary to talk and use your tongue is when not talking can get you in trouble. That's when you see your brother or sister in error and say absolutely nothing. We've come so accustomed to minding our own business. I don't have anything to do with you. That's her. I ain't getting in that. Sisters, as tough as it is, you have got to say something when you see your brother and sister in error, if you know about it. You cannot be a yes woman. What is a yes woman? Let me break it down. Sister, I should get her, tear her off, because she's talking about me. Yes, you should. Should I play the lottery? Girl, the Mega Million is $90 million. Yes, I'm going to play too. Should I cheat on my husband? He's acting crazy, and I think he's cheating on me. Yes, I wouldn't stay there. If you got you a yes Christian, listen. Get rid of her. Get rid of her. You don't need anyone to co-sign a devil's hell. We need to stand against the gates of hell and redirect traffic. That's our job, not to say yes to everything that is wrong, but to say yes to everything that is godly. We don't get a pass to ignore someone's open sins. Talk Jesus to them. Help them. Edify them. Build them up. Save them. Don't ignore it, because you're going to put yourself in danger by turning a blind eye. The Bible is very clear on this. Galatians 6:1. Brothers, if someone is caught in a sin, you who are spiritual should restore him gently, but watch yourself, or you also may be tempted. Matthew 18:15-17. If your brother sins against you, go and show him his fault, just between the two of you. If he listens to you, you have won your brother over. But if he will not listen, take one or two others along, so that every matter may be established by the testimony of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if he refuses to listen to even the church, treat him as if you were if you would a pagan or a tax collector. Matthew 18:15. If your brother sins against you, go and show him his fault just between the two of you. If he listens, you've gained your brother. We got to really, really focus in on that. Check me, and let's continue to love on each other. Check me if you see me in error. Check me if you see others in error. We got to be held accountable. Check me so that I can stay on, that I can be able to say, when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. James 5:19. Turn over there. James 5:19. My brothers, if one of you should wander from the truth and someone should bring him back. If one of you should wander from the truth, we got to bring them back. What kind of sister keepers are we if we let our brothers and sisters wander in sin? We got to go get them. We got to bring them back. We can't just sit back and say nothing. That's when we speak. That's when your tongue speaks. Have your tongue accountable and open your mouth and say something in love. And sisters, there are several more verses, but you get the point. We got to say something. I want to chase a rabbit for a minute, just real quick. Sometimes we need to talk. We don't open our mouths. We choose to be silent. So let me chase this rabbit. Chase it with me. When someone asks you to pray for them, you got to talk. Open your mouth and pray. When the administrators or your leaders or your ministers, they are asking for volunteers for different things. Like the administrators here, for example, we ask for volunteers to host prayer calls and other things. It shouldn't be silent. Talk. Open your mouth. Volunteer and pray. We got our 24-hour prayer thing. You've heard it all week long mentioned. Coming up. We need your help. Don't hide. Talk. Open up your mouth and pray and help this event become a success. Okay, I'm done chasing the rabbit. Moving on. So the second part of this lesson is being careful what we say and how we say it. We got to be careful what we say and how we say it. Go to Matthew chapter 12. Let's look at verse 36 and 37. Go to Matthew chapter 12. Verse 36 and 37. When you get it, say amen. I hope I can hear you. Matthew chapter 12, verse 36 and 37. English Standard Version. I tell you, on the day of judgment, people will give account for every careless word they speak. For by your words, you will be justified. And by your words, you will be condemned. It's up to us. You can either speak life, or you can speak death. But it's going to be up to us to do what's right. Paul gives us clear instructions over there in Colossians chapter 4 on how we got to be seasoned in our speech. I want you to go over and see what it says. We're going to turn. I'm going to read from the NIV. Go to Colossians chapter 4. We're in Friday night Bible study. We need to have our Bibles. I'm going to read verses 1 through 6. Go over there to Colossians chapter 4. Check me on what I'm talking about to see if it's accurate. Colossians chapter 4, verses 1 through 6. NIV, masters, provide your slaves with what is right and fair, because you know that you also have a master in heaven. Devote yourselves to prayer, lady prayer warriors, being watchful and thankful, and pray for us too, that God may open a door for our message, so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ, for which I am in chains. Pray that I may proclaim it clearly as I should. Be wise in the way you act toward outsiders. Woo! Make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. You can't say anything. You can't talk anyway. You got to have some decorum, as I tell my students. Watch how you say things and what you say. We have to be very careful. I want to end with a quick story about my little sister. Her name is Deonera Hall. And if you follow me via social media, you probably heard it before, but I'm sure it's good for sharing. So as a child, my little sister, she was very, very, very quiet, shy. She was, you know, a bit old-fashioned in how she dressed. She wasn't like, she's only 24 years old. So you can imagine that she stood out like a sore thumb if she dressed old-fashioned in this day and age. She, at an early age, became the victim of bullying. Very explicit verbal bullying. Many of her classmates, they would pick on her. This started way back kindergarten, first grade, and so forth. They call her slow, other various derogatory names that no child should have to ever encounter. I myself was picked on, so I understood the frustration. Honestly, she handled better than me. She seemed unbothered for the most part by much of it, as far as I could tell. But it used to burn me up when I would hear anything about someone picking on my little sister. I did not live in the same town. I probably would have a charge if I lived in the place where she was getting picked on at the time. I would have had to repent quickly. I noticed that even some of her of the adult staff in the school system where she went to school, they would even be messy and distasteful in how they handled her and some of the other students that were similar to her. My sister was deemed slow and special. It seemed everyone in the school had written her off. She had never witnessed any conversation full of grace or seasoned with that salt we read about in Colossians. Then a thing happened. Yes. Here's your shout, baby. Let me tell you what God did for my little sister. She started in this same school system, making straight A's and excelling academically. But the verbal bullying continued. She was still considered a nobody. She graduated with honors from this same school system. Never got into trouble, did every assignment on time, and had great attendance. Still, from this school system, no graceful conversation from any of them. No graceful conversation from the authority or the adults. No seasoned salt in their speech. But students and others continued to mock her in spite of her straight A's and everything. But hold on, sisters, the story ends well. She gets no scholarship from this school system, no recognition, no love from this school. However, she worked hard but had no graceful conversations and still no seasoned speech from these people. Now my little sister decides to go to college. Yes, she became the cream of the crop. She left and went to Albany State University. Dean's list. Every semester. Grades were superb and phenomenal. She was holding the prestigious art shows. Her grades continued to be impeccable. And she ended up graduating cum laude, second in her class. The college community, as opposed to the school system in which she grew up, they saw the beauty and could not be prouder of what she brought to Albany State University. All of her professors, at least the ones I met, their conversations were filled with grace and their speech was seasoned with the salt. Just their encouragement alone and graceful conversations gave my sister the push she needed to finish and become a great artist, graduating at the top of her class, somebody who they said was a nobody. Here is how the story ends. All of those old school system people are now forced to speak with grace and season salt when it comes to the many accolades and accomplishments my sister gained, because she gained notoriety throughout the entire city of Edison because of her accomplishments in Albany State University. Here's the point. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. Hold your tongue accountable. Had my sister not had strong support from family and her college professors and friends, this could have went a lot different. Bullying is real. Words matter. People commit suicide every day because of how you talk to them, because of what you say to them. It's hurtful. If you can't season it with salt, don't say it. Hold your tongue accountable. That's how you stay accountable to God. Use our mouths to build and to edify, not to tear down. Always remember verse 29. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. I want to leave you with a pop quiz. I'm going to teach you. You know, I got to get ready. Students come back Monday, so I thought I would incorporate. Question number one. Have you talked or gossiped about anyone this week alone? Don't answer out loud. Only you know. Check it out. Question number two. Have you put yourself down this week and talked bad about your own self? You may not be happy with the way you look. And you started talking about yourself. If you're guilty, check it off. Question number three. Have you said any curse word or any derogatory words? Yes, I know. We talked about it this week on Sunday. We act different. Sister Vivian brought that out. Monday, we go back to cursing. Have you done that this week? If you have, check it off. Question number four. Have you swore or used God's name in vain in any way? If you have, you know. Check it off. And question number five. Have you spoken badly about anyone in this group, on this line, on this call? Don't tell it, but if you know you have, check it out. Question number six. Have you yelled at your children, your spouse, your mama, other family members, and know you shouldn't have been talking to them like that? Only you know. Check it off. And the last question of your quiz. Have you not said anything to a brother or sister that you know is in sin, you turning yourself away and ignoring them? If you know about something and you ain't said nothing to encourage or hold them accountable, check it off. If the answer is yes to any of those questions, repent and hold your tongue accountable as we continue to strive for accountability to God. I'll start first. Sisters, I repent because I failed that quiz, and I ask God to forgive me and for you all to forgive me and help me and pray for me that I grow stronger. Please pray for me, and thank you all for this opportunity. I hope I've said something to encourage you all. God bless.
Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you so much, Sister Shiraka, for closing us out on that powerful, powerful lesson. Now at this time, we're going to have our closing prayer done by our dear sister, Jan Goosby.
Okay. Good evening again, sisters. Let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight, Father God, thanking you again for another beautiful opportunity and a beautiful time with our sisters, Father God. We thank you so much for this week, Father God, this revival week, and all the messages that was shared this week, all the words that was shared this week, Father God, by our admins, Father God. We thank you so much for their love and for their dedication to doing your will, Father God. We thank you for every sister that has been on the call night after night. Father God, we just thank you so much for their dedication also and their eagerness to want to learn more and more about God and be fed, Father God. We thank you for all our program participants tonight, Father God. We thank you for Sister Shiraka and her message for tonight, Father God. We thank you so much, Father God, that you have helped us to self-examine ourselves, Father God, through your word, Father God, and help us to be accountable, Father God, for the things that we say and we do, Father God. Help us control our tongue and our temper and everything, Father God. Help us control our body. Help us to be more and more like you every single day. Father God, we thank you so much again for the opportunity to be able to share your gospel, to spread your word. Continue to bless Lady Prayer Warriors, all our endeavors, Father God, that we have coming up, Father God. If it be your divine will that we see these days and these times, Father God, that you give us all the things that we need, the tools that we need, and the personnel that we need to be able to make it happen and make it be a success, that we might be able to help others that are in need. We ask that you just continue to bless those who are traveling on tomorrow to Sister Della's funeral in Valdosta, Father God. We ask that you be with her family, be with her daughters, Father God, and we ask that you be with her grandchildren, her entire family, Father God. Be with all her sisters and brothers and blood sisters and brothers and her physical, her church brothers and sisters as well. We ask that you be with all of those that are sick and shut in, those that are bereaved, Father God, and those that are incarcerated, our elderly, Father God, continue to be with them. Be with Brother Kemp, Sister Kemp's husband, who's sick right now, Father God. We ask that you lay your hands upon him and heal his body. Father God, we just thank you again for this opportunity to be able to share with our sisters, to be able to come together in one accord. We know you was in the midst. In Jesus' name, I pray and I ask it all. We ask to lay it at your feet. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you so much, Sister Jan Goosby, for that powerful, powerful closing prayer.